All right, well, this is another team here that we really don't know very well. Haven't played them in a couple of years, and even looking at them in the off season, watching their team from last year, and they had a great year. It's just a lot of new players. So really got to do a good job of studying up on the schemes and certainly the personnel. And I've got a lot of explosive players offensively and defensively and in the kicking game. So, it'll be a big challenge for us. And certainly got a great pass rush and oppose a very disruptive player on the front along with, Ali and Houston and offensively, Niall Davis is, real good running backs. Avery, certainly Bo, a lot of dangerous guys in the passing game, Fasano, Kelsey, so Smith running with the balls, dangerous. So a lot of explosive players there on both sides of the ball that we're going to have to, do a good job on, McKnight, Niall Davis on the returns, however that goes. So Hammond's done a good job for him on punt returns. So they've got a lot of explosive players we're going to have to deal with.
Yes. Hi, Bill. I want to talk about Chandler Jones and the challenges of playing defensive end and outside linebacker and how he has evolved in that dual role now.
Done well. Chandler's got good physical skills, does a good job. He's long. He's got good playing strength. He's able to use his length to his advantage. He's certainly gotten better at that each year since he's been here. He's been durable, tough, and out there. Played a lot of plays, and has good durability and stamina. He has the ability scheme wise. I mean, he's a smart player. He has the ability to do multiple things for us defensively in terms of playing on the tackle, playing on the tight end, playing on space, playing in coverage. So he's been a versatile player. He's done a real good job.
Let's ask you, do you need two different skill sets to do those two positions, or is there any basically shared skills there?
There's an awful lot of people in the NFL that do those things. Obviously, some better than others, but it's some players are better going forward than going backward in coverage. Some guys are probably better in coverage than they are, going forward, rushing the passer and playing the run. Some guys are pretty good at both, and I'd put Chandler in that category.
Okay. Thank you.
We're seeing two good guys this week, two from Kansas City, same type players that are, can set the edge, they're strong run players, athletic, and playing coverage, great pass rushers. So there'll be several of those guys on the field this week.
First, Coach, congratulations on the 200th. It's an amazing accomplishment. It's amazing. Hey, Coach, just real basic. Do you feel by, film study and everything, looking back, are you guys better now than you were 3 weeks ago?
As a team, yeah, definitely. I don't think there's any question about it. Yep, I think there are a lot of things that we're doing better. I think each week, the competition gets better too. There are teams that are where they were in September and where they are now at the end of the month and heading into October. They've improved too. So, we just got to keep grinding it out. But I think we are doing things a lot better than we did them a month ago. And hopefully we'll continue on that same trend. But, I think we're seeing the same thing from our opponents around the league too. So, everybody's getting better.
You get a sense that, I know how much you stress complementary football. Is that beginning to click in subtly, beyond what we see from the innocent eye?
Sure. I mean, there's definitely been, a lot of good examples of that in the last couple of weeks. But every week you got to go out there and reestablish it and do it. So it's, I don't think it's a question of really understanding. It's a question of being able to, go out there and actually get it done.
Yeah.
But, I thought last week after we, scored to make it 7-3, then we had the three and a half, the punt. you know, played that situation well, got good field position offensively, you know, drove it down to the 2-yard line. That, you know, that was a good example of, in our offense, defense, special teams with the touchback and the and forcing a short punt, you know, put our offense in good field position. They took advantage of it, scored 10 points. So those are the kind of, that's kind of complimentary football that we need.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you on something you said a week or two ago about Brian Stork, which was that he's improving every day, but that he still had some catching up to do given the time he lost in training camp. I'm just wondering if, you know, with the work he's done to this point that you've seen, if you feel like he has made up for some of that lost time earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think Brian's definitely gotten better. He's improved. He's had an opportunity to, you know, string a few weeks of practice together here and, you know, get a little bit of playing time the last couple of weeks. So I definitely think he's moving in the right direction.
How would you assess the you know, the playing time that he has gotten? How would you assess his play? And do you feel like he could take on a larger workload if asked?
Well, his playing time and workload is functional of his performance. So same as it is for every player. You know, the better a player plays, the more opportunities they get. If they don't do as well, then those opportunities go to somebody else. If that somebody else performs well with their opportunities, then they're going to get more. So that's really the way it is, you know, for all the players at all the positions.
Bill, I was just wondering, you know, Steven Gostkowski's been here for 9 years, and he's playing one of the most tenuous positions in perhaps all of professional sports, and just wondering what that's meant to the franchise with the stability he's brought to that position.
Oh, yeah, it's meant a lot. And, you know, the 1 year that, you know, that we didn't have him, we were fortunate to, you know, have it go as well as it did. But, you know, I've been very fortunate being here, basically having, you know, two kickers with Adam and Steve that, you know, are amongst the best in the league. And over that period of time, I think it'd be hard-pressed to find, you know, another franchise that's had the kind of success and production that those guys have given us in not the easiest conditions to kick in, as we all know. So, you know, Steve's great. He's not only does a good job for us in the roles that he's asked to perform on the field, kickoffs and field goals and extra points and all that, but, you know, off the field, I mean, he works hard. He's an athlete. He was not the kind of stereotype kicker who just comes in and kicks. I mean, he works out. He trains with the rest of the team. I think he's very well respected on this football team for, again, not just what he does for us on the field, but the way he, his maturity, the way he prepares, the way he goes about his job, and, you know, his kind of unflappable demeanor. You know, he's had to deal with a number of different snappers and holders over the course of his career that's been transitioned at those two positions. And, you know, I think he's handled all those things very well as I said, the conditions that he's had to kick in, cold, rain, snow, usually some type of wind, you know, here in this field and in this whole division. So he's, you know, I feel very fortunate to have had him and Adam as the two kickers since I've been here.
You'll have to kill me on the last name here, but I'm going to go with Googe, your new offensive line coach, because I can't pronounce
the last name. I'm not going to kill you. That's what we go with, too.
obviously, we haven't had a chance to speak with him since July, and at the time, he said he's not reinventing anything here. The system's in place, and he's coming in and teaching the system. But I'm wondering how the process works for a guy like him who's never been in the system before and how he's able to get up to speed fast enough to then know everything but then pass it on to the guys underneath him and how that process has gone.
Well, first of all, you know, Dave's a pretty experienced coach. He's been in a number of different systems, including with Coach Daboll down in Miami, which is, you know, very similar to our system with the Giants, which there's a lot of carryover from Coach Coughlin, going all the way back to Charlie, and the offense that we really established when we came in here in 2000. So, you know, I think that I mean, it's true that he did come into an established offensive system, but one that he has worked in different forms throughout the course of his career. So I don't think the transition or the adjustment in the offseason, you know, when we were going through all of our protections and schemes and plays and adjustments and so forth, that there was, you know, like trying to learn a whole new foreign language or anything like that, that it was, you know, kind of fine-tuning some things that we did relative to similar things that he's done in the past. And that's, you know, just been a continuation for, you know, for our entire staff, no different than, you know, on the defensive side of the ball with, you know, Coach Daly coming in, you know, working with Matt and Pat Graham and, you know, Brian and Josh. And it's the same, you know, the same type of thing. You know, it's just whole staff getting on the same page as to, you know, how we're coaching certain plays, what the techniques are, how it fits together, what the adjustments are. And that coach working with the individual players at his position. So it's, you know, pretty common really in the NFL to have some type of coaching changes every year. There's not too many staffs that don't have that. I think we've had it almost every year that I've been here. So, but I think it's, you know, he's done a good job. I think the offensive staff works well together, and I think our defensive staff has too. So we just need to, you know, all keep grinding though, and, you know, continue to find ways to improve and do a better job. Learn from our mistakes, learn from the things that went wrong the first few weeks of the season here, and try to correct them, improve them, or, you know, find a better way to do some things. Maybe there's some things with this team that we need to do that we're not doing. Maybe there's some things that we need to stop doing. So that's the way it is every year. So you kind of find out what your team's good at, what they're not good at, and, you know, work more towards the things that they can execute and do well, and stay away from the things that, for whatever reason, seem to be not as productive for you. So that's part of our job to, you know, put our team and our players in that position as a total staff. And, you know, of course, it carries down to each individual position.